Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Medical Examination. This file will take you into a fantasy where you're strapped down on a chair and I am running an experiment on your mind and body. Are you ready? All right, let's begin. Close your eyes for a moment. Imagine yourself sitting in a chair in an otherwise empty room. There are no visible speakers of any kind, nor are there any mirrors or indications on the wall. There is simply the door you came in, and that's it. You don't quite know what study I'm running, because I've told you that telling you would spoil the results, that it's important to be ignorant to the exact details of the study, but that you will not be harmed during the study, and of course, you have signed a waiver that if anything goes wrong, I will compensate. Now, in the room is someone else, namely me. I'm explaining you that we're doing an experiment that is related to physical and mental responses to arousal. And for that, you've agreed to be touched and have headphones placed on your heads while you're strapped down in a chair. I've been very careful to note that certain places on your body will not be touched. This is to ensure that you will not be taken advantage of, so to speak, although you may want to. So, with your permission, your wrists and ankles are strapped in, headphones are placed onto your head, and a gentle, familiar sound starts playing. And you hear a voice saying, "Hello, I am Nimja, and we're going to do a little experiment. I'd like you to listen very carefully to my voice, and as you listen, be aware that I'm there in the room with you, and I can actually touch you. I know exactly when the file is playing, and I know exactly what is happening. But you're strapped in, so you cannot move. But I can. I can simply walk around and gently blow on your ear. And that's okay. You now know that I'm there. You know that I'm right there with you. And even though your eyes are closed and you're just listening to my voice, your body unable to move, you know that I'm there, and that's very important. There is no one else in the room but you and I. No one else will come in. No one else will disturb us. We are here alone. And you are sitting listening to my recording, headphones on your ears, making sure that my voice, the music, is all you hear. You're unable to hear even the rustle of my clothing as I move around. And very softly, on your left arm, you start to feel my fingers caressing, a feather-light touch, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I just keep going. The touch is so light, but you can feel the hairs on your arm, aware of my finger going back and forth, And as your mind is trying to make sense of it all, you can feel that your body is getting aroused. You may be surprised by this, but that's okay. You're not aware that there are subtle tones in the music that help your body feel more aroused. That there are certain frequencies which make you feel a delicious tingling in certain areas. But that's okay, isn't it? Back and forth. And the touch on your arm is so light that you're never quite sure if I'm still there or if there's just a sweet, deep tingling in your left lower arm that is starting to spread all the way through your left arm. And your right arm feels the same. I begin to touch back and forth. And part of you wants to move because the touches actually feel sort of good. And I'm still touching your left arm. Or am I? You're not quite sure if it is the words or the actual touch that is still touching your left arm. But you're very certain that I'm definitely touching your right. And unknown to you, I am, in fact, monitoring your heart rate, your breathing, every little movement, every little change in body temperature is measurable. Your arousal is measurable. And this simple touching over your arm has you more aroused than you're willing to admit. But I continue, still going back and forth, until that place on your arm feels just as strangely tingly and numb as your left arm. And you're still not sure if I'm continuing to caress or if I've already stopped. All you know is that you're strapped in and you don't want to look to find out. And there's another place you'd love me to touch, isn't there? And now the beauty of it is, I know the timing of this recording. Every movement of me in the room has been planned together with this recording. With two hands, I'm going to caress your shins. But not yet. I will show you how perfectly aligned the recording and me in the room are. Even though this is a recording, all I have to do is count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Feel my touch. Feel me caressing back and forth over your shins. And you can feel the desire spreading through your body. You can feel your heartbeat slowly rising. You're unaware of your own gentle moans that have started to escape your lips. But you don't care. All you want is more. And the whole nature of the experiment completely forgotten. You're simply sitting, strapped down in a chair, listening to a recording, feeling my touch on your arms and on your shins. And all you know is that you feel wonderfully, wonderfully aroused and you want more. You crave more. Your whole body is desiring more touch. It wants to feel my hands in other places. It wants to feel my hands tease and tempt those deliciously sensitive spots in your body. But all I'm doing is still just touching your lower arms and your shins. But you're not even sure if I am anymore. They feel almost numb with touching, but they feel so good at the same time, don't they? And I move. Or do I? I could easily count down again, making you go deeper while I count down to my next touch. And do you know where that is? I'm sure there are a few places where you want it to be. I'm going to count down just from 3 to 1. And when I'm done counting, you will feel my touch on the inside of your upper arms, almost teasingly close to much more sensitive areas. 3, 2, 1. Feel my touch. And as I go back and forth, gently caressing the inside of your upper arms, just shy of a more ticklish area, it feels so good. It feels so incredibly nice. And you want more, but you can't really move because you're all strapped down. And your whole upper arms, as I'm caressing them both at the same time, are just starting to tingle, just like your lower arms and lower legs. They tingle all over and are feeling extremely aroused deep inside. They're feeling wonderfully sensitive and tingly, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you have no idea where my touches end and my words begin. It still feels so good. You're certain that I'm still touching your lower arms, lower legs, but you also feel me on your upper arms. And when I count down again, you start to feel me caressing the top of your upper legs. 3, 2, 1. Feel my touch from your knees going all the way to close to your hips and back. Even though I haven't touched any of the really sensitive areas, your mind is in a deep trance and you're deeply aroused. You want me to touch more, don't you? You want me so much to touch more, don't you? Well then, we'll see how much you really want it. In a moment, I am going to count down again, and the recording will end. Afterwards, you'll realize that I'm in the room with you, and we'll see what you are willing to do to get me to touch you more. I'm still touching all over your body, lower arms, upper arms, lower legs, upper legs, driving you crazy with touches that are just shy of where you want to be touched. And the beauty of it is that you still don't exactly know what the experiment is, but you no longer care. You have very different desires and thoughts. You have very different cravings right now. You want to be touched so badly. You want to be examined in your deepest, most sensitive places. You want me to take you all the way. Three, two, one.